time I hear that song, I think of a black sister down in Memphis, Tennessee. And she said, I'd be like that Shunammite woman. She says, where is your Elijah? Amen.
Amen.
Said, he's coming. Can you hear him?
Amen.
I'm one of them.
Amen.
I'm one of them. Trying to do something for the Lord, he says Satan puts every obstacle in your way.
Amen.
And that was listening to that, he says, you know, you're going to go on a fast, and he says Satan puts it in there. You're never hungrier than in your whole life. You're trying to seek the Lord, you get tired, I want to pray a little bit longer, whatever it is, Satan puts something, an obstacle in your way.
True.
Well, that Saturday I'd been praying, and I really wanted to sing that song. I really did. And I told Brother William, I said, I'm going to need help with that song to kind of prepare doing it, because I know you have to suffer through my singing. I'm sorry. But it's like Brother Branham said, that little brook, there's something inside of me, and it comes out. And I got to sing, because I love it.
Amen.
And so you're just going to have to bear with my
Amen.
Singing. I'm sorry. I can't help it. But that song, I come in, it's like, oh, Satan says, man, you're going to sing it off key. It's going to be way off. It isn't going to work. And then the anointing is going to leave, and that's going to be over. And I call him up, and it's like, I'm not going to sing that song. I'm not going to sing that song. But I said, if I do call you up, then you can come up into doing it. So we started singing the other night. Man, I knew the Holy Spirit. He wanted that to be worship in that song. And I knew the first word to come out of my mouth, and it's like, you wanted it. Boo, devil.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. What is Spirit? Such a blessing to be in his presence. And I told Brother Samuel, it was after we prayed and fell in the anointing. We sat there for about 10 minutes, you know, and had my head down just praying and stuff. And I looked up and it's like, whoa, they're all enjoying it too. Nobody had moved. And so I prayed a little bit more and I looked up and I told him after 20 minutes, I said, if we don't leave this platform, they're not leaving. So who wants to leave the presence like that? Nobody. But it goes to show that presence, I don't know about you, but since that night, it always is, but it's been with me all the way through this week. It's wonderful. He loves to be worshipped. That's what we're here for, is to worship him and to love him and to be in his presence. And Have there been a change in your life?
Amen.
There's been a change in my life. Amen. There's a difference. And I'm thankful to the Lord for it because he's doing something with the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You know that message where Brother Branham, I was dwelling upon that, where he talks about a deceived church and how you come in about Samson. And he started talking about Samson. And what was Samson doing? He was flirting with the world.
Amen.
He thought he knew he had the power. He knew he was playing around with it. It's something that he wanted, but he thought he could buffalo his way around it. And he kept tempting. She kept coming back to him and back to him. Oh, you Tommy, you do this, you do that. And it says, finally, she bugged him so much, it vexed his soul.
That's right.
Now, is that the devil?
Right.
He does it so much that he vexes our very soul. He just pounds and pounds and pounds and pounds. He's relentless. But if you, I wonder if Samuel knew what he was doing. I bet he knew what he was doing. You're a son of God. You know when you're flirting around. You know when you're doing what you ain't supposed to be doing. You can convince yourself, and that's what he was doing. He was convincing himself, I've got, I can control it, I can take care of this, and I'm not going to get caught up in this and doing this. I get what I want over here, but no. Pretty soon, she vexed him so much, that spirit, that devil threw her, he got his head shaved, because Brother Branham said, God found out, Satan found out what his power was and shaved his head. And Satan's done that to us many times.
Amen.
What's so wonderful that he reached back and that new crop of hair was coming in.
Amen.
And you're that new crop of hair.
Amen.
That it is, reach back with that new crop of hair that's coming, because you know why? God is rich in mercy. He's rich in mercy to us. He's always there. He promised us he'd never leave us, he'd never forsake us. And even Samson, what he did, he found the power, he shaved it and everything, but he came back. Because if you're predestinated, God can't, he's not going to leave you.
Amen.
He didn't save you, Brother Ram said, to lose you. So when Satan comes in, he's just, remember, he's a liar. And we fight that battle every single day.
Amen.
And what's so wonderful, sons and daughters of God, inside of your heart, you know who you are.
Amen.
I know who I am.
Amen.
You know who you are?
Amen.
You don't know who they are. He knows who they are.
One of them. I'm somewhere that can say I'm one of them.
Notice the other night when the Spirit of the Lord come down, it's so wonderful. It's like David said, it's those deep pools of water.
Amen.
The anointing. We can praise the Lord and we can do it, but it's not all that. It doesn't have to be that deep sincerity of the Lord Jesus when you talk to him, how sweet it is in his presence. You just want to be in his presence and humble yourself before him.
Amen.
Lord, fill me. Just fill me. Did you all feel that the other night? How that was so sweet. I love that. When people, like they ask Brother Brandon, he goes, well, when that angel of the Lord, when he come around, why don't you say something to him? Because that tells me you ain't never been around him. You just want to shut up and just be in his presence. And that's what we want to do too. So we want to, as we stand, we want to go to prayer. Bow our heads this evening. How wonderful and thankful we are for the Lord, his mercy and grace once again for us to be together and to fellowship and to be able to come so that we can hear the word, so our very souls can be fed. said, so we can become more like Him. We can get away of all the things that are in the world and everything else and putting them all to the side and get ready just to worship Him. How wonderful that looking forward just to get together with brothers and sisters and to fellowship with one another and to hear the Word, that it's everything to us. It's like Brother Branham preached that message. It's more than life to us. It's more than life. And we're so thankful for that grace and mercy. You know, we are, as we said, we are a needy people. We need Him more every day. And there's a lot of prayer requests that has come up with us, to us. And they've got one here. It's Brother Joel Lunsford is in Arizona. He was in the hospital for kidney stones this AM. We also have that our sister Simpson is going to have surgery. I think it's at 9 o'clock Friday morning. We want to be remembering her.
Amen.
And we want to remember Sister Riddle. Her family is her mother, Sister Corsiani. Many of you remember the old sister come and sit here many years. She's 94 years old. And she went to be with the Lord the other day. They had the funeral today. So we want to remember that family. But we all have needs. And He supplieth every need. So in your heart right now, as you're just thinking about Him and meditating upon Him, and that's what we should be doing right now. Just thinking about Him. And saying in our heart, Lord, do you know what my need is? But you're more than able, Lord. You're more than able. You promised if I would just have faith and to believe it. And we have faith in
Amen.
So as we sing our little song to Him in worship, just hold in your heart your request and say, Lord, meet my need tonight.
Yes.
Just raise your hand and say, Lord, you know what it is. Come down and meet my need, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Reach out and touch the Lord.
Express what's on our heart, Lord, for the love that we have for you.
Amen.
Truly, Lord, we just love to come here and to worship you, Lord, and have our souls fed, Lord, with the words of eternal life. We want to thank you, Lord, for giving us this another opportunity, Lord, to come to check up and to be filled up, Lord Jesus. Father, just come and be with us, Lord. We just invite you, Lord, that you're always the welcome guest. No matter where we go, what we do, Lord, come be with us. Lord, forgive us of our sins and our shortcomings. And Lord, we fail you so much. We know that we do. But Lord, we know by your saving grace, you saved us, Lord. And you predestinated us before the foundation of the world. Lord, we love you so much. We're so thankful for that. And may this message never become common to us, Lord Jesus. May it become more precious every single day, Lord Jesus. Bless and be with us. The request that we have written, read, Lord Jesus, and every hand that was raised, you know every need behind every hand. And my hand too, Lord. We just need you, Lord.
Amen.
Father, help us and be with us. And we believe, Lord Jesus, that now that we have asked, we believe,
Amen.
So we shall receive.
Amen.
Granted, Lord Jesus. Bless and be with us tonight, Lord Jesus. Be welcome, Lord, as we worship you in spirit and truth. We ask it in the lovely name of the Lord Jesus. And Father, we all say,
Amen. Amen.
Turn over there to your songbook there on page 52. He brought me out. Play that. Give that to you.
Hallelujah. Jesus set me free. And I'm so glad.
said, we need to be the happiest people in the place. Just look around you every place. Who's got what we got? Nobody. Hey, praise the Lord. That's wonderful. I'm so glad that I was predestinated to have a revelation of this message. I'm so happy. I'm just happy tonight. I hope you're all happy. And guess what? It's going to get better. We're just worshiping. Now the word's going to come. And just don't get better than that. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Well, the tape that we're going to have tonight is the God who is rich in mercy. Amen. Truly, God rich in mercy.
Amen.
When we got shaved, God rich in mercy.
Amen.
Whatever you have need of, God rich in mercy. Can we say that?
God rich in mercy.
Praise the name of the Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for your grace and mercy to us. Thank you that we see it and we know it and what you did for us at Calvary.
Thank you, Lord.
And that we recognize it and we believe it from the depths of our heart. So we want to sing our national anthem as we invite Brother Branham to come tonight and the Holy Spirit to speak through us through his prophet, that we're able to come together and hear the words of eternal life.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Let's just sing it as we raise our hand to him. Only believe.
Only believe. Only believe. And all things are possible. Only believe.
Just
the
19th, 1965,
and 2015.
Amen.
Amen.
That's right.
The living word.
Amen.
Amen.
The living word. God bless you. Here's our prophet.